Good morning and welcome to the Susan Monday Show. There's been a spate of bicycle accidents and fatalities through the years up and down the state of Delaware. And whether or not they had helmets on, I don't know. Some of them did, some of them didn't. But I invited a guy by the name of Howard Spiva on the Susan Monday Show today because he's known as the kid's lawyer and he's the founder of Heads in Helmets. Good morning, Mr. Spiva.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Tell me how Heads in Helmets got started.
In 1999, I've been practicing law for about 15 years, and my wife, who is my office manager, my sister, who has since passed away, she's a co-founder, we were walking through the office, and we were looking at all the different jury verdicts and client pictures, and my sister said, you know, we've represented a lot of children. So she said, let's put the pictures together. So we put them all on the wall. We ended up with about 30 or 40 pictures of kids, and we're standing there talking about each one. And at some moment, we got kind of a life-changing moment. I mean, we literally teared up. It was really profound. We recognized that every single one of those injuries, most of which were traumatic brain injuries, were preventable. And we just said, we cannot go forward without doing something to prevent this. So we started a little organization. We called it the Justice for Children Foundation. We went out and bought helmets. We teamed up with a pediatrician. We started giving them away. Well, it exploded. It grew. We got a board of directors. We became a full nonprofit. And we now give away helmets by the tens of thousands. And we've been doing this for 18 years. And we go to parades. We go to school events. We host events, and we're not interested in mandating helmets and getting people's life more involved with government.
Okay.
We're interested in sharing the safety issues with parents and showing kids that helmets are cool. And what we learned right away was that when bicycle helmets were mandated, which only half of the states mandated them, that 75% of traumatic brain injuries went away and 85% of fatalities. So if I said to you, you can put a plastic helmet on your kid and eliminate an 85% chance of death, to me that's
a no-brainer.
So, no pun intended, right?
Right.
Here was the second thing we learned, and interestingly enough, this happens to be Child Passenger Safety Awareness Week, and this brings this in full circle. The Center for Disease Control has determined and has said that the number one cause in children 5 and under are in car wrecks, but children 5 and under are in child safety seats. And there's nothing wrong with child safety seats, but they just don't provide the full protection. And when we looked at those cases, those clients on the wall that time, most of those were kids that were in car safety seats in wrecks. Minor wreck, the kid either hits the window or hits the frame of the car, or worse yet, talking about guilt, the back of the parent's seat breaks and crushes in the child's head.
Oh boy.
So we started providing helmets for kids to ride in cars because we said baseball, football, hockey, skiing, kids are wearing helmets in every dangerous activity. The injuries and deaths went down when they started wearing them. You know, we go, hey, race car drivers wear helmets. So what we did is for the little kids, we go, look, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, you get a little older, Batman, Iron Man, Captain America, you know, the sports figures, baseball, football players. And then you look beyond that and you go, combat soldiers, helicopter, police on motorcycles. You know, we want kids to see they're cool. We put stickers on them. We paint them. Parents tell me kids won't even take them off in the shower. We give away helmets by the tens of thousands. We don't care who the kid is, what their social economical background is. We don't care what the reason is. We put helmets on their head for them to wear on skateboards, bicycles, riding in a car. And we just make helmets cool.
That is very interesting. I never thought about the whole car scenario. So we're not just talking about bicycle riding today. And you say you give away helmets, and we're going to give some out today. You've been very generous. We're going to give away 5 helmets. All you have to do right now is call 529-1017. Give Ricky your information. Tell him what size you need. And we're going to get helmets sent out to children throughout the state of Delaware, correct?
Absolutely. And let me tell you this. What we do is we are expanding all over the United States. Right now we're going state by state, and we're setting up preferably law offices because I think that it shows the community that, you know, a lawyer really cares, and Lord knows we need it for our reputations.
Yes, you do.
But we also do it with pediatrician, orthopedic. We set up a Justice for Children Heads in Helmet, Heads for Life program, which means a child gets a helmet, we take their picture, we send them a birthday card each year with their picture on it, reminding them to come get a helmet. If they outgrow it, whatever, they never have to buy a helmet ever again, and that's all we're about. People look at me and go, you do traumatic brain injuries in trucking cases and you're trying to prevent brain injuries? And my response is, if I never get another brain injury case because there aren't any, I'm perfectly happy.
I thank you for your generous offer. One more time, if you're interested in getting a free helmet from Heads in Helmets, give a call to 529-1017. Now, let me ask you this. First, I must reveal I'm an avid bicyclist. I've been one my whole life. And when I grew up, didn't wear a helmet when I was a kid. And now that I'm an adult, I still don't wear a helmet. All right, so this is what I want to ask you. Helmets, will they really prevent injuries? And is there a difference between children, their heads, and an adult?
The only difference is children and women are more susceptible to brain injuries. Uh-oh. Because their necks aren't usually as muscular as adult men, and it's the whiplash that causes a lot of the brain injury. I can tell you that 40% of the people do not wear helmets. 96% of the people that are killed in biking accidents are not wearing helmets. And the studies from the Pediatrician Association and the Center for Disease Control say that you eliminate 75% of the chance of getting a head injury and 85% of a fatality by wearing a helmet in a bicycle or other sporting activity. So I think absolutely. Listen, when I was a kid, we'd build wooden ramps and jump over trucks because we thought we were Evel Knievel. And, you know, if you say, you know, I'm too tough to do that, hey, bull riders wear helmets. If a bull rider can wear a helmet, me and you can wear one.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm too tough. I just have never done it. And you're saying
it's not cool.
It's not cool. All right, thank you. I've been chastised by Mr. Howard Spiva.
No. I'm saying me and you feel like it's not cool to wear a helmet because we didn't wear them growing up.
No, I don't think I'm invincible. But you're saying the data from the CDC, they also look at adults who have been injured or fatalities from bike accidents, and a helmet would have helped that.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to scold you.
That's
you just
okay.
Google CDC and look at it.
Yeah.
But here's the real thing. You know, one thing I see that, you know, a huge percentage of the wrecks, up to 60% now, are caused by people texting. And the people that are preventing texting are kids sitting in the car going, Mom, quit texting. And the same thing, if a kid sees us not wearing a helmet, when we're not around, they're not going to wear it. So we have to kind of set an example. Think of it that way. Think of all the kids that see you out riding without a helmet. If they see you with a helmet, it encourages them.
They've even said stuff to me, so you're right. Or they'll say, hey, Mom, she doesn't have a helmet. I'm like, all right, I need to lead by example. Thank you, sir. You said you're not really into getting states to change laws. I think as of right now, 22 states have laws regarding mandatory helmet use by minors. Delaware doesn't have this law.
Right.
It doesn't matter to you one way or another if there are some states that don't have that helmet law?
No, because I think educating the parents and letting the kids, listen, the kids, when they leave our events, you couldn't make them take a helmet off. They want to wear a helmet because it's now cool to them. They've seen their heroes wearing it. You know, 40% of the states that have it, the people still don't wear helmets. I mean, some states don't require it on a motorcycle. So, you know, we don't need more government in our life. You know, you wouldn't think anything if you were going out on a snowmobile, or you wouldn't think anything if you were skiing down a hill. You put a helmet on because everybody wears helmets for them. And kids think that way on bicycles now. So I'm just saying that we make that decision, and I don't think it's that big of a leap for them to wear helmets everywhere. Oh. Bicycles, cars, everywhere.
All
race
right.
car drivers wear them. Combat soldiers wear them. Bull riders wear them. We might as well wear them.
All right, more with Howard Spiva. He is the founder of Heads in Helmets. When we come back, you're listening to the Susan Mundy Show. To the Susan Mundy Show. My guest this morning is a guy by the name of Howard Spiva. He's a lawyer, and he is the founder of Heads in Helmets, a nonprofit that promotes bike safety for kids. How can people learn more about Heads in Helmets? You have a website?
Absolutely. It's headsinhelmet.com, headsinhelmets.com. And then go on there. There's lots of information. It tells about our events, tells about our other ambassadors, lawyers in other states. And we're all we are about, you know, for example, I wrote a book, Winning Your Case. It tells people how to hire a lawyer. I think it's $3 on Amazon, or if you can get the hard copy. All the funds go to charity. Everything we do, it's money in, helmets out. So the helmets are at no cost to the families at any time. And it's just me coupled with other lawyers and physicians, and we're just here to promote safety and promote the information and to give helmets away.
Do you partner with helmet makers? In other words, are you're paying for all these helmets, or are you getting some kind of deal?
We get volume discounts.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the thing. I mean, let's say a parent, Christmas time, they got three kids, they go get three bikes, even inexpensive bikes. They're easy to spend $1,000 for three bikes. And then in a bike shop, a helmet's from $49 to $200.
Yeah.
If you switch over and go to, you know, department store, Target, it's $29.95. You go to Walmart, they're $19.95. And they're pretty much the same across the board until you start getting into the $100, $200 helmets. And that's mostly style. And so we just buy them in large bulk, and so we get a discount on them. But, yes, you know, sometimes we do fundraising, sometimes we get donations, but pretty much it's just us funding them, and we donate the money to the charity and buy helmets and give them away.
Most accident lawyers do not try to prevent accidents. Why are you so passionate about this?
Well, you know, I'm about helping people, and, you know, I saw that there was something that was preventable, and most things that happen are needless and avoidable. And I said, you know, I have to do something. I represented so many people, so many children, and I see how it devastates someone's life, even with a minor closed head injury. You may not even know it on a kid when they're young. I always jokingly told my kids that all kids were brain damaged, but the truth is, you know, you don't develop your brain until you're 20. And so you really don't know when a child has a brain injury sometimes, except for personality changes, until they hit when they need executive function, you know, eighth grade, seventh grade, where they start structuring sentences and so forth. So I just saw an opportunity to prevent some injuries. And the truth is, we don't know how many injuries we've prevented. Sometimes we get a smashed in helmet, and, you know, so we know that. But, you know, our helmets end up all over the country, and we're just about preventing. I mean, everybody knows you wear a helmet when you play football. Everybody knows you wear a helmet if you climb on a bull, you know. And so we just want them to know, if you climb on a bicycle, a skateboard, or get in a child safety seat, put a helmet on. You know, I do lots of things to help the community. I published books, and we even give those away. And we have lots of promotional things that we do for the charity. And it's just about improving your community and safety. That's what we're about. And like I said, you know, I can handle truck cases. I don't need kids with their heads banged in. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather not have those cases, to be honest with you.
You're generous enough, your nonprofit, Heads in Helmets, giving away five helmets today on the Susan Monday Show. And all you have to do is call 529-1017, and Ricky will get your information. And a helmet will be on its way to your home. One of the things that I found interesting is that you're also promoting helmet use when a minor is in a car. How do you convince kids to wear a helmet in a car?
Well, you're putting a kid in a child safety seat. You say, hey, you want to be a race car driver? You want to be Thor? You want to be Captain America? You want to be Karate Girl? And when you give them the helmet, we find out what they like. Oh, they like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so we put those stickers on there. So they're whatever they want to be when we put the helmet on. And so, you know, it's no different than if you told a little boy, hey, here's a gun and holster, you can be a cowboy. And then we let them see all of these heroes, real heroes, police officers, you know, soldiers. We let them see them at our events, and they want to be that. It's really, you called it a no-brainer earlier. You know, you get the kid excited, and you tell the parents the safety benefits of it. I mean, why not? Why not just connect the dots? You know, it's I think it's the next logical step. And you know, it's not bubble wrapping kids. It's not going out mandatory. It's not giving people tickets. Listen, I have police officers that write fake subpoenas that subpoena them to the Justice for Children. You know, you're hereby directed to appear and get your helmet. I have physicians writing prescriptions. Thank you for being my patient. I hereby prescribe you brain injury protection. And so we have other, you know, we have churches, we have schools, we have other professionals out there encouraging it and helping us to distribute them.
One quick question before we have to wrap this up. Are you implying, though, that child car seats aren't effective and that a helmet would be much more effective? In other words, do away with the child car seat, or are you saying both of them working in tandem?
Absolutely. I have no criticism of car safety seats. I think they are wonderful and they save lives. But a car safety seat is not going to keep the kid's head from slamming against the side window or the back of the parent's seat breaking and smashing into the child, whether it's back-facing or forward-facing. I always recommend rear-facing in the seats. But you can't do that after a certain age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And but no, I have no criticism of child safety seats. I'm just saying something extra would be good protection, because if they hit their head, being strapped in the child safety seat, and you know, when you get in a car wreck, a lot of things fly around. People, things in the car, need to protect those little noggins. And we protect them one kid at a time, one helmet at a time.
All right. Thank you, Howard Spiva, founder of Heads in Helmets. That website one more time?
Headsinhelmet.com.
Very good. Thanks a lot, sir.